The Days Inn in East Brunswick is a low concrete building sandwiched between Route 18 and the New Jersey Turnpike.
Welcome to this humble abode. Please make yourself as comfortable as possible.
Merlene Tucker has lived in a room on the fourth floor since January, thanks to $1,500 a month paid for by her county's social services department. The room is clean but small.
Yeah, I would say 12 by 16. Bigger than a cell.
There are laundry machines in the basement, but no kitchen, just a mini fridge and a microwave next to the bed. So she's learned how to nuke simple meals like hard-boiled eggs.
Boil the water first, put them in the water, put them back for 8 minutes, and then let it sit in there for 8 minutes. And you get a hard-boiled egg.
Sandy left 4 feet of water in the first floor of Tucker's home in nearby South River, and she hasn't been able to start rebuilding it yet. At first, she rented a room from a friend for 9 months with a small grant from FEMA and her savings. But when that ended, she turned to hotels, first putting $7,000 on her credit card for a few months at the Comfort Suites down the road, then moving here. She's been trying to get rental assistance through FEMA, but the application has been a struggle.
This is the seventh time I'm filling it out, but they want more detail with some of the questions, so they narrow down on like question 7 or question 11, and they want more documents to prove these questions answers.
And that program is now set to expire at the end of April. So Tucker's also applying to a state program that would cover 6 months of rent. In the meantime, she's burned through her savings, which makes signing a lease hard. She's on Social Security disability.
It's the impermanence of it, I think, that's most distracting. In fact, I have to deal with insurance companies. I have to deal with FEMA. I can't plan things. Except one of the examples, you can't cook for the week.
Living in a hotel is not an ideal situation for anybody.
Candace Crane is the director of the Middlesex County Long-Term Recovery Group.
And so whenever those stories like that do come forward, which luckily are few and far between, but when they do come forward, I'm surprised and then also kind of a little bit, I guess, sad that they somehow have fallen through the cracks.
Crane says in the last 6 months, she's come across only two other families in the county staying in hotels and has helped move them into rentals. But it's really tough to say how many others might be in this position, or to even track people who are still displaced due to the storm, living in rentals or staying with family. FEMA is giving rental assistance to only about 900 families now. There are a few dozen more living in mobile homes and temporary housing at Fort Monmouth. But the state doesn't have current estimates of people who are still displaced due to the storm.
There's like kind of an underground of people that everyone knows we don't know about, that probably do need help, but just haven't come forward to get that help. And we don't know if they ever will.
The State Department of Community Affairs doesn't offer estimates based on Sandy grant applications, and the Department of Human Services couldn't tell me the number of people getting rental assistance through their programs, because those figures include payments for mortgages, too. A spokesperson for Governor Christie's office says the number of people displaced is an elusive figure. Patrick Murray is the director of the Monmouth University Polling Institute.
Our numbers are indicating that it's possible that even a quarter of those who are out of their homes did not apply for state aid because they weren't eligible or didn't believe that they were eligible.
This question of how many people are still displaced due to Sandy is one he's been trying to tackle for months through polling, surveys, and lots of different data sets.
So, I mean, do you have any estimate at this point?
No. You can't even take a guess. It's likely to be in the tens of thousands, but I'm not sure whether it's the low tens or the high tens.
Murray says the more we know about who's still displaced, the better we can help them. But he added this isn't an unusual problem after a disaster. He's not sure we'll ever have a good sense of where people are after Sandy or how long it takes them to return home. Tracy Samuelson, WHYY News.